Stan is compiling a solid record at stud with the one crop to race the full season. He's the sire of Mr. Bowling, winner of the Grade 3 LeComp Stakes of Delaware's Dover Stakes and placed in the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill. Anti-Gun, placed in the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and a winner at Oaklawn and twice at Churchill. Plus good winners at Monmouth Park, at Del Mar, Woodbine Park, Turfway, Lone Star, Golden Gate, the Fairgrounds, Arlington Park, wherever they're asked to run. Izdan has a license to sire runners. He's a multiple graded stakes winner, brilliant miler who posted buyer speed figures of 111, 108, 107. He's a son of sire of sires Gone West. Spitestown, a son of Gone West, currently ranks third on the North American sire list. What's more, Izdan descends from the family of classic winner and top sire Mill Reef. Take a good look at the Izdan yearlings at the Keeneland September sales. Chances are very good that you'll be looking at a runner. Izdan stands at Mr. and Mrs. Baird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And when you go to the sales, remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here at the Thoroughbred Center on the Paris Pike. We've had a busy day, too. We had about 70 runners, a little over 70 breezers this morning. Had a fun morning, though. Had all kinds of help up here. Jackie came in to help
out. I didn't do anything. Holly's one did it all.
Holly Dunn always does it all. And Matt Howard showed up. So we had a good time. I could stand around and just kind of do nothing.
Oh, well.
What else is new?
What's new? Right.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, what are we doing today? Well, we're going to have Troy Rankin on the show coming about 11 o'clock. Troy's from native Kentucky in here. Basically a farmer, but he started training not too long ago, took out his trainer's license. He's had thoroughbreds for a long time, but he's got a new, real nice colt named Bound to Score. He sent up to Colonial Downs and won the Chenery Stakes up there. Then he sent him to Monmouth Park in the Tyro, and he just got beat a nose coming behind, getting to the winner. And we're going to find out what he's going to do with him next. I don't think he's made up his mind yet, but maybe we'll. By the time he gets here, he will have. So we'll see what he's going to do. Nice kind of cold. Michael Blowen is supposed to come in this morning. I'm sure he'll show up. Dr. Byers still on the mend. And, Doc, we're praying for you, and I want everybody out there, too. Let's see. Steve Moody, we're going to take a look at the Sword Dancer and the Alabama Stakes, which is the Grade 1 races up at Saratoga today. Of course, Steve with Briss. We've got Jackie's announcements coming up. We have also, I'm going to do something on Sword Dancer since give me an excuse to talk about him because they're running the Sword Dancer today. And we are having a very good week winning races out of the Thoroughbred Center. Well, so far this month, first 17 days, we've had 34 winners, 17 since last week's show. That's 17 winners in 7 days, and that's not bad. There's Jack out there on the horse. That's not bad. Let me tell you who they were. John Booker, Alan Crupper, Kellen Gorder, Travis Short, Joe Dodgen, Jimmy Cargan, Wayne Mogie, Bill Hickey, Mike Estes, Diocilio Carvalho, Eduardo Caramori, another one, Kerry Provost, Matt Frazier, Tom Bergen, and Matt Frazier again. Five of those came last night. What's it? One, two, three, six. We had six winners yesterday. Two of them are quarter horses. Matt Frazier won two quarter horse races up at Hoosier. But we count them because they trained right here. It's fun timing them. You have to time them when the gates open. And they put up a pole up here 220 yards from the gate so we can turn in an eighth of a mile work from for the quarter horses. So, and he's done a very good job with them. But Matt Frazier and is a son of Dan Frazier, and they live out in Bourbon County on Brentsville Road, neighbors of ours. And Dan's had Always had quarter horses for years and years, and Dan is, but he trains thoroughbreds too. As a matter of fact, I won a race just the other day with a thoroughbred also. So does real well. Nice young man, nice family. What are you doing over there, Jackie? Just sorting through things?
Sorting.
Do some announcements until.
I'd love to.
Delighted.
I'd be thrilled. I mean, it would make my day. It would really.
I'm speechless.
Whew. Okay. Hey, check this out. Governor Beshear recognizes Kentucky Horse Park as leading international equestrian facility. So take that.
Well, good for him. Hurrah for Steve.
Okay, at the horse park.
Wonder who pointed that out to him.
His wife.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, have you tried? Oh, this is horse park stuff, too. Have you tried the Tack Room Bar and Grill by the lake? You can sit there and bar and grill yourself to a fare thee well and watch great competition in the Rolex Stadium. You can have a gourmet burger, an adult beverage, or a salad, or whatever.
Oh, they allow them to serve...
Evidently, unless you... Surely you don't bring your own bottle. No.
Well, a lot of places that you can get a beer or a wine.
Well, I bet that's what it is, because it's a... I don't know if that's under the state park.
I don't know. I thought
stuff.
Maybe they might have changed that. They may be boozing it up now at these state parks.
I don't know either. Sit out there long enough, you need it.
Went down to... What was it? Jenny Wiley State Park? One then that golf course down there. Did you ever play that golf course? Well, you hit from one mountain top to the other.
Oh, yeah. I've played those mountain golf courses. If your ball rolls off the edge of that thing, it's gone.
Well, either that or if copperhead will get you.
Yeah, that's right. Rattleheads and copper snakes. That's what they got.
Yeah, right. I played down there. I don't know how many balls I lost that day.
That reminds me. They have a Secretariat toggle bracelet from the Kentucky Horse Park gift shop. They are sterling silver, but that reminds me, they're going to have the Secretariat Festival.
Oh, good.
In Paris. Do you know when it is?
No. And I should know they're going to come on the show that day that they have, you know. But that's
Don Combs and his dog just driving by.
Trying
to decide if he should pull in or not.
Don Combs just had two knees fixed, you know.
Oh, he's stopping to chat with Michael, who just got out of his car.
He just threw, he just grew 3 inches. He straightened up those bow legs he had.
Yeah, I know. Michael's driving a new car. Maybe he stole
it. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Oh, it's gray. I've not seen that one.
All right. Yeah, knowing Michael, he conned somebody into donating it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, Side Saddle. This weekend, they're going to ride Saddlebreds Side Saddle. The women are.
Miss Mary Fisher won the last three gated championship in the state. It was a state championship thing. Ever ridden Side Saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much gone. But a lot of people are doing it again. I know there are people that fox hunt Side Saddle.
Oh, they are nuts.
I'm telling you the truth.
Of course, they're nuts anyway.
Anyway, to do that, you got that. Anything. Anyway, here's their little, I don't know if I this saying or not. Anything you can do astride, you can do aside. I guess that's not anything with any bad connotations.
I'm thinking.
I read that and I just stopped. Well,
I'm thinking.
Now, here's something else. There's somebody, Kentucky Horse Park Foundation, will benefit. They are having a Horsemen of All Ages bachelor sale. Now, John Nicholson's not a bachelor. I don't know what he's doing in it, but what you do if you want to vote for John is to go to the homepage of Tops and Lex. That's that sort of gossipy little local magazine.
Here comes Juan. I'm going to see what he wants.
And you can vote for him between now and September the 2nd. Okay, coming up this weekend, August 15th through the 19th, is the Bluegrass Hunter Jumper Show. And a part of that is the $100,000 United States Hunter Jumper Association International Hunter Derby Finals. You can watch that from the saloon. Oh, not a saloon. It's a bar and grill. Watch how you say that. Okay, the Bluegrass Classic Dog Show, August 30th through September the 3rd. That's not next weekend. That's weekend after next, isn't it? Yeah, that's a fun one. They have a humongous dog show out there. If you want to go out and look at all those different breeds, same weekend, they have the Kentucky Classic Horse Trials, and they spelled classic with a Q-U-E. So you know it's extra fancy. Jumping, dressage, cross country, that one's included with your park admission. And, okay, here's one for you over there, Miss Holly. The Tradition, Futurity, and NRHA, National Reining Horse Association. National, okay, I got that right, okay. Watch reining from our wonderful climate-controlled Alltech Arena. That you get in with regular horse park admission. That's September 5th to the 9th. And remember, cross-country schooling days, you get to go out there with your little Coggins. And I think it's like $30, but you can ride across the horse park on all those wonderful cross-country course and all that kind of stuff. That's September 9th and the 12th.
Is that it for the horse park?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, the Hagger Challenge. There's three Grand Prix events that they have at the horse park. One was yesterday. The next one is Friday, August 24th in the Rolex Arena, and Friday, September 21st. Along with the Grand Prix, the last one, they're going to have the fourth annual The Betsy Gala. That start drinks, dinner, tickets, and stuff for the Betsy only. Because it's for Betsy Fishback, who died of brain cancer. And in first 3 years, they've raised just under $300,000 for the Markey Cancer Center in honor of Betsy, who is greatly missed. What a wonderful girl. Horses and Hope Trail Ride, hosted by Kentucky's First Lady Jane Beshear at the Horse Park, September 16th. It's 65 pre-register, 75 the day you ride, and it proceeds benefit horses and Hope. So you always call the horse park for that. That's all I got for the horse park.
All right, now take a break, and Michael Blowen has made the scene. He's over here handicapping real fast.
Very good. Fast. You know, you get a certain age, you don't want to take too much time.
Fast handicap or slow horses?
That bugle might be for you.
Exactly right. The slower, the better. I'm up at Saratoga screaming, stop, stop.
Okay. August 10 at Del Mar, the Grade 3 Sorrento Stakes was won by Executive Privilege, 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. Undefeated, untested, and 3 starts. Executive Privilege won her first start in a maiden special by 4.5 lengths at Hollywood Park, won the Landalusi by 3.25 lengths, also at Hollywood, and then she won the Grade 3 Sorrentino, won that by daylight. She is a $650,000 graduate of the 2012 OBS April 2-year-old in training sale, and she's trained by Bob Baffert. First Samurai is also the sire of the Grade 2 Stakes winner Justin Phillip. He's placed in Grade 1 Stakes this year. Grade 3 Saratoga Stakes winner Lemmy Go. 2012 Woodbine Stakes winner and graded place Northern Passion. Malibu Way, winner this year of the Lamplighter at Monmouth Park. Plethora, multiple stakes winner this year in Canada. Stakes winner and graded place Swift Warrior. Fairgrounds and Louisiana Down Stakes winner Trubbs, plus 5 more to place in stakes. 2 of them in Grade 1 Stakes. All that from his first 2 crops. Multiple Grade 1 Stakes winner First Samurai by Giant's Causeway stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Ghost Zapper, just hours after being honored for membership in Racing's Hall of Fame, was represented by his 10th 2012 stakes winner when Wine Princess wired the field to win the Grade 3 Monmouth Oaks. Wine Princess is a $475,000 graduate of the September sales at Keeneland, bred by the Alan E. Paulson Living Trust. Then, just 4 days later, he sired his 11th 2012 stakes winner when Quick Kid, bred by Adina Springs, won the Passero Memorial Cup Stakes up in Canada. Seven of Ghost Zapper's 11 2012 stakes winners have won graded stakes. Contested has won the classic Grade 1 Acorn and the Grade 3 Eight Bells at Churchill. Mystical Star has won graded stakes at Belmont. Better Lucky at Belmont. Hunter's Bay at Woodbine. Pacific Ocean at Saratoga. United Color in Europe. Ghost Zapper is climbing the list of leading sires where his sire, Awesome Again, currently ranks sixth. He is the only winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic to be sired by a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, and his time of 1:59 remains the fastest Breeders' Cup Classic ever run. How good was Ghost Zapper? Well, perhaps veteran turf rider Steve Haskins said it best. He did things that normal horses, even exceptional ones, just don't do. Ghost Zapper, a Hall of Fame performer at the tracks, is well on his way to greatness as a sire. Stands at Adina Springs. Inquires to Eric Hamelback, 859-987-1798. And see the website at adinastallions.com. All right, I have Michael Blowen here with me from... Very old friends. You and I get to be old friends.
Some mornings I really feel it now.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning this morning, though, huh?
Absolutely gorgeous.
This was great. Yeah, they're all out galloping today.
Yeah, it was a little chilly this morning, about 5 o'clock or 5:30 out here on the clocker stand.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah. But, you know, here anyway.
Yeah, it's fabulous. This is great weather. The horses love it.
Just have to do. They do. Just have to dress for it.
Yeah.
They get their tails in the air out here, though.
Ready to go.
Well, what's going on, my friend?
We all had a great time in Saratoga. I want to mention before I forget, Wines on Vine, Bert Kessner, who's a great horse trainer in his own right and owns Wines on Vine, is having a golf tournament tomorrow for old friends at Spring Hill Golf Course.
Where's Spring Hill Golf Course?
I don't know. I don't play golf. I'm not allowed on the golf course.
Rusty, you know where Spring Hill is?
Yeah, it's back behind Leestown Road.
But they can call, but here's the best part about the golf tournament. From 5:30 to 8:30, everybody moves down to Wines on Vine, and they're having a beer and wine tasting for $10. You can taste a lot of beer and a lot of wine in 3 hours. And cheese, $10.
So much for golf.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, if they want to make a reservation to either play golf or to come to the separate event at 5:30 at Wines on Vine, they can call Burke and Renee at 859-243-0017. That's Wines on Vine, right down on 400 Old Vine Street.
Okay, that's...
And when is that?
Tomorrow. Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, okay. Monday from 5:30 to 8:30.
Skip choir practice.
Yeah.
Or go to choir practice and then, you know...
Monday,
and then lubricate your vocal folds later.
Yeah, there you go.
Going on a patio, open 11:30.
It's a great place if you haven't been there to eat.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, it's really good.
We ate there. And
they serve that great beer that they make over at 6th Street, the 6th Street Brewery. They have an India Pale Ale that they serve on tap that's brewed right down the street, and it is fabulous.
Isn't that funny? You know, years ago, there were small local breweries everywhere in the United States, and the big breweries bought them up, and it wasn't anything but Bud and
same old stuff.
Miller and same old stuff. Now there's these small breweries everywhere.
I think Lexington's going to end up with a few of them. They got a couple of them now, and I think there'll be more distilleries. And
it's amazing.
This is good. It's a good sign for us old people.
I don't want to talk about beer. On my diet, I haven't had one in 3 months.
Yeah, we can't talk to it because I know Dr. Byers is probably listening to the program, and he wants beer probably more than anything.
I'll tell you.
Won't they give Doc a beer either?
I don't know.
Well, no wonder he feels bad.
Yeah, that's really.
Right.
I'll bring him a case of some good beer over there. That'll take care of him. But anyway, we had a great time in Saratoga.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I can't tell you all about it because... you know, I would be more of a blabbermouth than I am now. But I'll tell you a great story.
All right.
My friend Jim Ponte, who flew in from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, for a few days of the meet, stayed at the Washington Inn with us. He got a little box. So I went over there on a Saturday, last Saturday, and sat with him. And Wayne Lucas was a few boxes down, a little closer to the finish line, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
And so I brought him one of the magazines that the Daily Racing Form put out, the Old Friends Scene magazine, because for a lot of reasons, I wanted him to know that we were taking care of his old horse, Gulch, and quite a few others of his horses. And he took the magazine. We had a nice conversation. And he was sitting with somebody who was familiar, but I didn't know who it was. Went back to the box, and about 45 minutes later, the usher calls me and says that Mr. Alexander would like to see you. And then I realized it was Frank Alexander, who trained Walenda, who's at the farm.
Ah.
And also, I found out, trained our first horse, Narrow Escape.
Really?
Is mm-hmm. that right?
Now, last year, if we can, a little flashback, last summer when I went to Saratoga, Frank was still training. He's retired now, and he was on his horse, and he was had things to do, obviously, but I went over to him, and I told him we had Walenda, and he kind of hit his horse and took off, said thank you, and that was the end of that. So I thought, well, he's not much, you know, doesn't really care about this idea that much, but. So anyway, I give a magazine to Lucas. Lucas has a horse in, so he goes and takes off. And Frank picks up the magazine. And then 45 minutes later, the usher calls me. So I go down there and say, hey, Frank, how are you doing? And he didn't remember last year, of course. And he was very, very nice. And he was in tears reading about Precision. So he says, I can't believe what you've done. This is a great thing, et cetera, et cetera. And he's going to donate some money, and he's putting us in his will. And
oh, wonderful, so wonderful,
like
wonderful.
The difference, and that's kind of emblematic and symptomatic of what's happened with Old Friends over the last year. Well, yeah, when we got the stamp of approval from Ursula L's Horsetails and the Daily Racing Form, I knew we must be onto something.
Exactly.
And
they were late showing up.
Who?
Yeah, we were first.
Yeah, they were. They were. Let's put first things first.
Yeah, right.
Worst tails.
We were first.
Absolutely.
I remember the first time I
who's that Yankee with Bill?
Down in Midway and went in there, and I didn't know you from Adam. And you said
those were the days.
You went into, yeah, the good old days.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to advertise on the show. And I didn't know what the hell you were doing. And
I didn't either.
But you started coming on the show every Saturday. If you remember, we would have a horse of the week.
Yes.
And I said, you know, and finally I figured it out. And I said, well, hell, we can't charge this guy for this, you know.
Yeah, really. He's coming in here wearing one sneaker, begging for his table scraps.
Hitchhiking his way in from Midway.
Staggering in from Midway.
That was fun, though.
That was amazing.
Well, we like Diane. That's why we did it.
Well, you're not the first person to mention that.
Well, good. It sounds like you had a wonderful
time. It was a great trip. And then the same day, I run into Bill Parcells, the football coach. And, you know, we have one of his horses there in the Game Day News that Janet's rehabbing. He's a beautiful, beautiful young 3-year-old horse. He broke his suspensory, and she's fixing him up. Anyway, I think it's a suspense. I don't know. I'm not going to diagnose it. Dr. Byers is in here. He would know. I'm not. He's got some injury, and Janet's going to fix him up. But anyway, Bill Parcells bought him with Lucas for $350,000. So I run into Parcells, and I say, well, got your horses. Game Day News. And I turned to the donation page of the magazine. I handed him a magazine. He goes, there's the donation page. He goes, I said, man, oh, man. I'll give him some Game Day News. Anyway, the other cool part, there's a guy sitting there with Steve Beck. Steve has that radio show At the Races. He's a really nice guy. And there's a guy sitting with him. The guy goes to make a bet, and he says, you know who that is? I said, no, who is it? He goes, that's Chris Maher. He owns the New York Giants. I said, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, and his daughter is named Rooney Mara, and she played the title role in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He's got two daughters, two Mara daughters that are actresses, and he owns the Giants, and he liked the magazine, thank goodness. So that was nice.
Yeah,
we talked about Sam Huff, the old New York Giant, helping old friends, and it was a nice conversation. He's a very, very good guy.
Good.
And it was a lot of fun.
Sam's in West Virginia.
Yeah.
He's been there forever.
Mm-hmm. He's the president of West Virginia Breeders.
Is he? Yeah. Boy, what a football player.
He's a great guy.
Linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I've seen him. I remember. I watched him play.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going to the Yale Bowl years and years ago, and the first professional football game I ever saw was the Giants and the Baltimore Colts when Johnny Unitas was on the Colts. And, you know, Charlie Connerly, I think, was the quarterback of the Giants.
We used to see him on black and white TV. You know, I mean, wasn't any color TV at that time.
Oh, no.
And they carried the Cleveland games here. So we get to see when they played Cleveland, you know. Well, Cleveland was tough.
They were very good.
They were great.
Yeah.
Jim Brown was the running back. You know?
They had a very, very good team.
And he and Sam used to have some collisions, boy. Yeah, I tell you.
Earth shaking.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of suspensions they'd be getting now.
Oh, my Lord.
What kind of suspensions would Sam Hupp be getting? But anyway, we had a great time in Saratoga. People were very, very supportive. You know, Rosie Napravnik, Julian Leperu couldn't make our event. We had a signing. We had a bunch of the jockeys and trainers come and sign the magazine. And Julian couldn't make it, so he donated a saddle, and he got about 30 jockeys to sign the saddle.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah. Rosie Napravnik.
What are you going to do with the saddle?
Auction it off?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a nice one.
They even got Mario Gutierrez before he went back to Emerald Downs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to auction that? That's a heck of a...
Probably in the fall, one of our big events in the fall.
Gee, whiz.
Oh, this is another really cool thing. Oh, I forgot. You know, there's so many amazing things. You know, it's too bad I'm so old. I'm just starting to really enjoy myself.
Can you hang on to that? Can you hang on to that one?
Can you hang on to that thought?
I'll hold on to that. I'm getting the timeout signal.
All right.
From Coach Ellis.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, according to stats published in the Blood Horse, Empire Maker ranks number one on the list of leading sires by North American earnings. Empire Maker is no longer available to North American breeders, but First Defense is, and you won't find a young sire more closely related to Empire Maker than First Defense. The first foals by First Defense, 2-year-olds, on August 4 in Great Britain, his Dundonnell, won a maiden special by 12 lengths, set a new course record. He is a colt with a world of potential. Now, First Defense and Empire Maker share the same unbridled sire line, and First Defense is out of Empire Maker's half-sister, Grade 1 Stakes Winner Honest Lady by Seattle Sloop. It's a great family. Second Dam's the famed Grade 1 Stakes Winner and Broodmare of the Year, Toussaint. Grade 1 Stakes Winner First Defense stands Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 Stakes Winner Mizzen Mast, who sired 3 Grade 1 Stakes Winners and Major Stakes Winners from coast to coast on every type of racing service is in the distances from 6 furlongs to 10 furlongs. So take a good look at yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast at the upcoming sales. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. My good friend Tom Biederman, Real Estate and Auctioneers. Here's his phone number, 277-2030. Here's his website. It's biedermanbrokerage.com, Biederman brokerage.com. Tom gets the job done. That's, in a nutshell, is he gets more land around here sold than, well, I would venture to say anybody. And he always has great listings on his website. It's fun to go to his website, too. Just browse that website. And he'd be glad to put your farm up on that website and sell that for you, too. And he's a horseman. He knows what horsemen want and what they need. All you have to do is tell him what size you want, your price range, and he'll find it for you. And if you're going to list one, make sure that you call Tom Biederman. That's Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers. You've got some great people working for him. The firm has grown quite a bit down through the years. I know since when he first started advertising with us, he didn't have about 3 people working for him, and now he's got a whole stable of people selling for him. So, and they absolutely are first-class people to get the job done for you. Let me give you his website one more time. It's biedermanbrokerage.com, Biederman brokerage.com, and here's his Tom phone number. Great guy, 277-2030. Well, the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, the Grade 2 Jamaica Handicap, the Grade 2 National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame Stakes, the Grade 2 Remsen, the Grade 3 Kent Breeders' Cup Stakes, the Grade 3 Holy Bull, those are the stakes won at 2 and 3 by No Biz Like Showbiz. He also ran second in the Grade 1 Champagne, the Grade 2 Dwyer, and third in the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth. In fact, after breaking his maiden in his first start as a 2-year-old by 10 lengths at Belmont,
He competed in 12 consecutive graded stakes for earnings of over $1,544,000. One of two millionaires, sired by the $3 million earner Albert the Great, no biz like Showbiz stands at Crestwood Farm. With the Grade 1 sire, Kipling, by Gulch, Mutata, one of over 100 stakes winners, sired by Mutakin, Noble Causeway, a proven sire, and a sire, son of Giants Causeway, and a young Tis Deja Vu, a multiple graded stakes winner by the big horse sire, Tis Now. Crestwood, a full service, family operated operation, is a good farm to know. Give them a call. Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm, 252-3770. See the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Righty, all right. Were you able to hold on to that thought through the break?
That's yes, sir. In fact, I got several more.
Oh my!
Even though I found those advertisements and those commercials fabulous.
Yes, I did.
I was talking. We're talking about Kipling being related to Gulch, who's on the cover of the Old Friends magazine, which is available for $10 at the Old Friends gift shop in Georgetown.
What a segue that was! Go ahead.
Well. And you also mentioned Ghost Zapper at Edina Springs, and this is really neat. Ghost Zapper did get into the Hall of Fame, and we did get to watch the Hall of Fame inductions, which were really, really nice this year. I have to say, John Velasquez's speech, as disjointed and as crazy as it was, he was so emotional he couldn't put a sentence together, but it was really, really touching. But Roger Atfield, who got in the trainers as a trainer into the Hall of Fame, gave a speech, and he ended it by saying, we have to treat these horses a lot better than we're treating them. And it was unbelievable. Yeah. It's the first time. I've been going to these Hall of Fame inductions for 21 years, and it was like one of the first times I've ever heard anybody mention that. So that was a very, very nice. And, of course, I stalked him and gave him a magazine. Anyway, that's something to read on the plane back to Canada. But the cool thing about Ghost Zapper is, we Bobby Frankel left us most of his trophies, and we have his Ghost Zapper's Breeders' Cup trophy that Bobby Frankel
got. Wow!
So I called up the museum and told him we had it, and so because Ghost Zapper was getting the Hall of Fame, it's now on display in the museum in the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
And it
nice.
Says on loan from the Robert J. Frankel collection at Old Friends.
Oh,
wow. That's the closest I'll ever get to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I knew it was very important
because
the curator of the museum came out and handled it, put rubber gloves on like she was going to operate on me. she was holding
but
on
that
to that.
That made
thing.
You pause.
That was great. And then here's another great story. Karen Bailey, who's, parents own Summer Wind Farm across the street,
yes.
And her husband Mark runs it. They have all those great horses over there with Jane. Anyway, the only non-thoroughbred except for our little horse, Little Silver Charm, that we've ever had is a horse named Carlson Von Dock. And I got a call from a guy a couple of years ago who said that he had this horse they needed to find a home for. They spent a lot of money on him, et cetera, but he wasn't going to jump anymore. And I said, well, we only take thoroughbreds. And he said, well, this horse won a gold medal in the Olympics. I said, wow.
Oh.
I said, in Beijing with Will Simpson, and he just performed astoundingly well, but he's just not going to do it anymore. So I said, okay, well, I thought that would be interesting because maybe we'll get some people from the show world involved in the horses and,
right.
Do that. Well, he was at the farm for a couple of months, and then we needed the space. We were desperate for space, and so I called up Jane across the street and talked to Jane and Karen, and they said, okay, well, can I leave him over? If you have an extra paddock over there, can I leave him in the back and I'll come feed him every day, twice a day, and take care of him? We'll take care of him. We just need the space. And they said, fine. Well, of course, Karen ends up falling in love with Carlson Von Dock. And Karen's a very, very, just a top class equestrian herself. And she falls in love with Carlson. I just sold him to them the other day for a dollar.
Yeah.
And she's been going over the jumps with him. And you go over there to visit this horse. She takes him out with her, and he follows her around like a dog. She doesn't even put a lead rope on him. He just follows her around, and he's starting to go over the jumps again.
Oh, cute.
And now this is really cool. They moved the National Horse Show from Madison Square Garden
right,
to the horse
to here.
Bar. Yes.
Uh-oh, this is going to be good.
Yes, Will Simpson is going to come. He's going to get all dressed up. He's bringing the gold medal.
Oh.
He's going to get his picture taken with Carlson, and they're going to have a big party to honor Carlson and old friends at Summer Wind Farm during the National
Horse Show. Oh, that is wonderful.
That
wonderful.
Is good. You know, and I don't have to use up too much gas. I can just walk across the street.
What, now, what national is when?
It's the end of November.
November.
Yeah, it's in November.
Yeah, it's for Christmas.
It's very exciting.
Oh, that is so
great. And you should see Karen with this horse. This horse adores her and vice versa. She goes, Carlson, come over here. He ambles over. She does everything he wants. He's a really smart horse. And she's got him jumping again.
Yeah.
You know, I was told, you know, we sold him for a dollar, but I was told that he sold for several million after the Olympics.
Well, I bet he did. Mm-hmm. Those things bring a lot of money.
Yeah. So anyway, now he's got a great home. He's having fun. They're going to have a party. I mean, it's a great story. You know,
that's a great story.
So
you don't have to feed him anymore.
I don't have to feed him anymore, but he looks like he's well-fed, believe me.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He looks beautiful. He's a gorgeous, gorgeous horse. And, of course, Karen does an amazing job with him. So.
Well, she's an animal whatever, champion or whatever that girl.
Yeah, she's one of the only licensed animal rehabilitators and wild animal rehabilitators. Yeah. We went to a little get-together over there when Will Simpson was here earlier in the year, and she has a pet otter.
Oh, cute.
And the otter was in swimming around in the pool, and the otter and the pig take a walk with Karen. I mean, it's hilarious. And she's got a zebra over there.
Jeez.
Huh?
Sounds like Disneyland.
It's amazing. It's really a great place.
She was
place.
Here once. We met her. She's exactly.
Well, she happens to come back again and tell you all about Carlson.
She wrote the book, that little book about skipping home.
They wrote two books.
Yes. You know, yeah, we've got them.
Yep.
Don't let those works blow out the window there. Well, see the watch is laying on them. They've been blowing. Well, set something a little heavy on there. Thank you.
Ursula, go sit on it. No, they won't go anywhere. We'll take over.
73 works over there about to blow down the track.
Karen would be great. We'd be a great, great guest. And yeah, and they donate all the proceeds from that book to all friends. I mean, not just the royalties. I mean, all of it.
We've got it. Yeah. We got both of them. Mm-hmm. We got them. Skip and Go Home. What's the
Prime
other one?
Prime America. Prime America.
Oh, okay. Couldn't remember the second one.
Yeah.
Here comes my guest. Come on up here, Troy.
Just in time to save this show. We got the closer coming in.
Millie called and said, you're supposed to tell him when he's finished with this show, he'd go over there and fix her tractor.
Okay.
And don't forget, Millie called. Yeah. So,
what can't this show accomplish?
Come on in, Troy.
Hello. Right.
Come on in.
Well, I hope to see everybody on Monday at the wine tasting.
You don't have to leave. I'm not going to put Troy in for a minute or two.
Oh, all right.
We got messages for you, Troy. Already.
Yeah. Sure, I've been stacked against
what she said. Pretty much.
You've got a message from Millie that says you're supposed to get your butt over there and fix her tractor.
She needs air conditioning fixed on.
Does she?
I'm sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I hope nobody at the farm hears about air-conditioned tractors.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in big trouble then. I'm supposed to beg for hay. Okay. I've got orders to beg for hay. If anybody wants to sell it to us at a discount or let us know if they have it or we even have a little bit of money, we can pay part of it.
I'm hoping people got a third cutting of hay. Did you all get any, Troy?
We've been very fortunate. We're getting our fourth cut.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Fourth cut.
That's
okay.
Good.
And we also need some lead ropes. We need some new lead ropes. So if anybody has any old lead ropes.
In the horse business, they're called shanks.
Well, they could be a shank or a cotton lead rope. Just two different things. Leather shank.
The shank is a shank, for God's sake.
No, it's not. A shank you can put over the nose of a horse. You can't put a cotton lead rope over the nose.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Well, yeah, if you're really cheap. You don't want to buy the leather ones.
Maybe ask Quillen.
Yeah, you know if you ask Quillen.
Ralph, I'm on my way. What time do they close today?
Noon.
Oh, Quillen closes at noon.
I probably can't get over there in time, but I'll hit them up on Monday. I'll bring some beer that I brought back from Saratoga. That'll be the thing.
You know I'm on a diet. I can't eat.
That's why I didn't bring any beer to you.
Well,
I'm bringing it to Ralph.
Okay. Well, he might be there then if he's listening.
Yeah, he might be held over. Yep.
Yeah. Well.
Hello.
Well, so thank you so much, and I hope people will come to the wine tasting on Monday at Wines on Vine, 5:30 to 8:30, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All the money's going to go to old friends. So.
Well, very good. Thank you,
Michael. And I'll leave Troy Magazine.
Wait a minute.
Have you met?
Hello.
That's.
Oh, this probably Doc.
Do we need shanks or lead ropes? We've got a call already. We need both, but we'll take whatever we can get. Is this Matt?
Yeah.
You're the best. Last time I asked for hay, Matt brought hay. Now I asked for lead ropes and shanks.
Oh, this is Matt Howard next door.
Yep.
Hey, Remember your remember the clocker over here. You got a couple of horses you got to feed. All right.
He's bringing them over.
Have you met Troy?
No, we just met. Nice to meet you, Troy.
Michael Bowen, Troy. Troy Rankin.
Troy's actually working, huh?
Yeah, Troy's basically a farmer that trains horses.
Nice.
Still tobacco, cattle.
Horses.
Horses.
Yeah,
now, I like your horse.
I'm having a lot
How do you get a horse like that who comes from behind and all these tracks are speed favor? And I feel bad for these horses that come from behind. That if the tracks were playing fair, they'd have a fair shot at it. But, man, at Saratoga, it was brutal. You either had to be on the lead when you were turning for home or just about forget about it. Nobody was close.
He just got beat a nose in a tie.
I know he did at Monmouth.
Yeah.
No. I keep track of these things.
Okay.
I keep track of the young horses, too, because I can bet on them.
All righty.
Well, we had a great race in the Tyrol.
Yeah, he should have. Should have won it.
He should have won, but he got checked a couple of times, and he gave it all he had.
That's all, you know, that's what happens to combined horses, though. Did you see where Roy Estrada drew the rail up there again? In a million.
He did.
Unbelievable. Second year in a row, he's drawing the rail.
He's got that Baffert luck.
Well, they're going to send him a little bit today, I guess, because that's brutal coming at that mile and a quarter on a rail at Arlington, you know, from the position that they start.
Yeah. It's brutal at Saratoga, too.
Horse. Yeah.
You can just throw the one horse out. I'll bet the one horse hasn't won two races the entire meet at Saratoga, no matter what distance they were going.
Yeah. Well, the last time he ran, of course, he went to the front, but there wasn't any pace. But there's a lot of pace in the million today.
Well,
but they're gonna try to rate him up closer.
Well, Awad still holds the track record for the million.
Yeah. He's got a wad down at Old Friends.
He died, but yeah, we had him for a long time.
Well, he's buried there, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Okay. What was the tracker?
I don't know what it was. I can't remember.
I thought you kept up with these things.
Well, I try to keep up with as much as I can, but you know, when you get a certain age, you only get so much brain capacity. I didn't have that much to begin with.
I'm forgetting things. I'm up to 1957.
But I do remember. Yeah, there you go. We won't live long enough for you to catch up.
Kept speaking of catching up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that it was really great. I know last year the time was 2.5 seconds slower than it was.
Yeah.
And Awad was a great come from behind horse. He came from behind every time. And he set the track. Oh, there were sword dancers today. So he's got the track record there, too. They should be talking about this. He's got the track record for the sword dancer, too. Yeah.
I remember him well.
Yeah, he raced until he was 9.
It's not sword dancer.
What?
No.
No, I said he holds the track record for the sword dancer, and the sword dancers today, too. Can't you listen to me for a second?
I've been listening to you for 20 minutes. Listen, hell, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Anyway, so he holds the track record for the sword dancer and the Arlington Million, and they're both being run today.
Okay.
It's a fabulous day. They should name a race after him.
And you didn't listen to me. I said I remember sword dancer real well.
Yeah, I know, and I understand what you said. You're going to talk about him later because I listened to the preview.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about him.
If I leave, you'll be able to talk about him.
I saw him get beat a nose in the Derby.
There you go.
All right. Get out of here.
Thank you, Urso. I'm leaving. All right. Come see us if you get a chance. It's a beautiful day, and, you know, Gulch is out there running. Rapid Redux is out. Marquetry's out. We got a whole bunch of them out having fun today, so come out and enjoy yourself. 10-1-3, Tours at Old Friends, 502-863. Right?
I don't know. I can't get rid of him. Well, the only yearling by the hair catalog for the Saratoga Selected Yearling Sale sold for $160,000. That's because he looked like a runner. Rendahar is already with but 5 named foals in his first test crop. Demonstrated his ability to sire runners. His Gypsy Robin has won this year's running in the Grade 2 Beaumont at Keeneland and the inaugural stakes at Presque Isle after winning the sorority at Monmouth last year as a 2-year-old, of course, for earnings of over $248,000. And Castella is stakes placed. That's a graded stakes winner and another to place in stakes from just 5 named foals. De Hare is a Grade 1 stakes winner by Awesome Again, sire of 12 Grade 1 winners, 2 this year. Awesome Again's great son's Ghost Zapper was represented by his 11th 2012 stakes winner just hours after becoming a member of Racing's Hall of Fame. De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Interdab, sire of the multiple 2012 stakes winner Kiwateen Ice, and of a solid 13% stakes horses, Albertus Maximus, Invasor, Jazzle,
and Mooston Farr. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. I want to talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen, although we've been talking about him most of the morning. Ralph, it has Quillen Leather and Tack down in Paris, Kentucky, of course, and it's a great tack shop. It's the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 17,000 halters a year worldwide. Got a special. A special this week is a work belt special. What the hell is a work belt special? I guess it's something to hold your pants up when you work, I guess. Anyway, give him a call down there. I've got his belts. He's got some great belts down there. But, of course, it's halters are got a wonderful gift shop. And it is a wonderful tack shop. They even have tours come by there now. People make a tour down to Claiborne Farm, and they stop by and tour the tack shops. That much fun. So go down and nice people, go down there and talk to them. Look over the things that they've got. And you can, their website is quillin.com, QUILLIN.com. And that's Ralph Quillen. Great people and great tack shops. So you just go down there and take a look at them. Well, last Sunday at the Curra, the Group 2 Keeneland Debutante Stakes was won by My Special J, is a 2-year-old filly by Harlan's Holiday. That same day in California, Z-Watt, a 2-year-old colt by Harlan's Holiday, won the $75,000 Cavalier Stakes. He's the number one sire of 2-year-old stakes winners. My Special J is bred in Kentucky by Dougable Eagle Thoroughbreds, went into the debutante off a game second in the Group 3 Silver Flash Stakes. Z-Watt, bred by Dairy Meeting Farms, is undefeated and unextended. Harlan's Holiday is a sire of 10 2012 stakes winners, 3 of them 2-year-olds. In other stakes last weekend, the $200,000 Governor's Cup at Remington was won by Alternation, a 4-year-old colt by Distorted Humor, bred by Pin Oak Stud. Alternation has won 5 of his 6 starts this year, all stakes, 3 graded, including the grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap. He's earned over $1 million. He's one of 12 2012 stakes winners, 5 graded stakes winners by Distorted Humor, who is one of 3 Windstar Stallions currently ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list. For more information about the Windstar Stallions, call Jerry Duffy at 873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, I'll get you started early, but geez, I got all these commercials coming up. All right. I have Troy Rankin with me today, and I've already given him instructions of what he's supposed to do when he gets out of here. Troy farms over on Mount Horeb, right? One of them.
No, it's on Stone Road in Georgetown.
On Stone Road in Georgetown. Don't you have a place over there close to Amelia's?
Well, Carrick runs off of Stone Road.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to keep a little distance between us.
Do you? He and Millie are dating at the moment. And, boy, she's a character.
We try to say we're neighbors.
Okay, you're neighbors. <all right. laughs> But you, how many acres you got over there?
I own 165 acres. I bought it back in 1997.
97?
From a family that had the farm for 120 years.
Is that right?
It was entailed down through the family members, and I started farming for them in 89 and then bought the farm in 97.
Yeah, were you raised around here?
I lived right in Newtown all of my life.
In Newtown?
Newtown.
Well, oh, that's the great metropolis of Newtown.
Yes.
Now, somebody told me they got a golf course right outside Newtown now.
Really, over in Oxford, we got the cherry blossom, and then we have, what is it called? Coleridge Lane.
Okay.
Golf course.
So yeah.
We have two, really.
Is that? I didn't know that. Did you know that?
They're about 4 miles apart.
No idea.
Oh, okay. Well, 4 miles.
I used to, my first farm I had was beside of a cherry blossom.
Mm-hmm.
I owned 20 acres there and built a house. And
is that where you still live?
And I sold that one and moved to the big farm.
Yeah.
I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. You family farmers?
Oh, yes.
Anybody else have in the family have horses?
My dad farmed when I was a kid. He had race horses, him and Helmut Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
Helmut trained for him, and they had a mare named four moods and won a stakes race at Kingland.
Is that right? Oh, so. How long ago was that?
Oh, golly, that's got to be...
Don't make me feel old now.
25 years ago, I'd say.
Oh, hell, yesterday. I didn't know that. Helmet over there pretty close. Is he? His farm's around there somewhere.
He's got he lives down on Hill Road.
Okay, I know exactly.
Leesburg?
Yeah.
Not a Hill Road. He lives on Leesburg Road.
Okay.
And
now, that Leesburg comes right out of Centerville, doesn't it? Not Centerville, but...
No, it comes right out on the Paris Pike, right into Newtown, right in the middle of Newtown.
Yeah, now there's a golf course right there.
That's Coleridge.
That's Coleridge. That's one I knew, because Terry Tubbs always plays down there. He's a good friend of mine.
That used to be owned by... oh, golly. Ben, he had Engine One. Ben
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Yeah, I remember Engine One. He was by R. Michael.
R. Michael.
And he was a fast horse. He died down in when he was still in training down in Florida. Mm-hmm. Tore Ben to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
He finished second in voting for champion sprinter. R. Michael did. He was a really nice kind of a racehorse.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. And I talked to Ben right after that. He couldn't talk about it.
You know? Nah, he was really proud of that one.
Now, Ben had a fire engine down there in Newtown, didn't he?
An antique fire engine. He'd bring it out and tour the town every now and then.
Did you ever get to ride in it?
No, he'd come down to the country store there. They had a deli and stuff, and he'd bring it out.
Yeah.
Show everybody. And then when he left, he had his bells ringing and headed back to the farm.
He had bells ringing all his life.
Oh, yeah. He's a talker.
Yeah. I was very fond of Ben. Of course, he was from Bourbon County.
Yeah,
his daddy trained.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't his dad's farm on Paris Pike?
I don't know. But you're farming over in Bourbon County, too.
Yes, I have a farm. Lease a farm from Dr. Robert Biddle, the old Johnny Burnham farm.
Okay.
We keep about 200 cows there. Thank you. And put up hay and raise beef calves.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. Hey, you say you got a fourth cutting already?
We're on our alfalfa that we sell. We have a fourth cutting already.
Well, that's encouraging, because people were talking about, I've got the guy that I buy hay from, he said he lost his third cutting, just didn't have it.
Ours was short, but we had one.
He's got a place down North Middletown.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that everybody else was getting inch and a half, 2 inches rain, you know, something like that, and he'd get a shower.
We were very fortunate. About a month ago, we were burned up. And looked like we were doomed,
yeah.
But it started raining, and we started getting inch and a half rains, 2 inch rains. We've been very fortunate. The back is going to make it, and the corn's made corn and the soybeans. So
now, do you put up round bales or square bales?
We do both.
Both?
Round bales and square bales.
Do you sell your square bale? I'm seeing.
We'll sell some. We sell a lot to Amelia.
I'm asking you now.
Amelia buys most of my excess.
Oh, she does. Oh, shoot.
Barters. You know how that goes. I don't know if I'm coming out on a good end of the deal or not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, now I got to take a break. Let me get right back to you. See where in the hell I am here. Okay. Sunday at Saratoga, the Grade 2 $200,000 Adirondack Stakes was won by Kawaii Katie, a 2-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, bred by Spendthrift Farm, sold for $490,000 at a 2-year-old in training sale and trained by Todd Pletcher. Kawaii Katie is 2-for-2, won first time out by 12 lengths at Saratoga on July 20 in the Adirondack by nearly 3. Malibu Moon, a top 10 sire again this year, has already sired such Grade 1 winning fillies as Life of 10, Devil May Care, Malibu Mint, Ask the Moon, Malibu Prayer, Funny Moon, and Quiet Katie has stamped herself as the best 2-year-old filly in the East. That same day, Ring and Run, a 2-year-old filly from the first crop by Inner Mischief, won her first start in a maiden special to become her sire's second winner. Both won maiden specials. And on Wednesday in Louisiana, Sitting at the Bar, won a maiden special to become her sire's third winner.
three others have placed. Grade one winner in the Mischief is by Harlan's Holiday, sire of My Special Jays, winner Sunday the Group Two Keeneland Debutante Stakes at the Curra. Harlan's Holiday is the sire of 10 2012 stakes winners. Both Malibu Moon and In the Mischief stand at Spendthrift Farm. Watch for yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions at the upcoming sales, and you know it's never too early to book a mare for 2013. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Phil, and Ed Toffey, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data, Brisk class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaway. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Bob and John is our two stakes winners, a third to place in stakes, and going on 40 winners in his first crop. A grade one stakes winner of nearly a million, Bob and John, is by Seeking Gold out of the greatest stakes winner and grade one place minister's melody by champion sire deputy minister. Broken Vow is the sire of 14 2012 stakes winners to once again rank among the nation's leading sires. Just yesterday, Lady Cohiba, a three-year-old filly by Broken Vow, won the summer guest stakes at Saratoga. Broken Vow, sire of four grade one stakes winners, is by Unbridled. Cowboys Cal, first foals of yearlings, he won six stakes, five graded, ran second in five more stakes, four graded, including two grade one, third in two more graded stakes, one of them grade one. Stakes winner two, three, and four, he earned over $1 million. Cowboy Cal is the nation's leading sire, Giant's Causeway, out of A Daughter of Seeking the Gold. Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic earned over $3,230,000, and he has sired 58 stakes winners, six champions, and more than 100 stakes horses. Bob and John, Broken Vow, Cowboy Cal, and Sky Classic stand at Pin Oak Stud. For more information, get in touch with Clifford Barry or Nancy Stevens at 873-1420 and check the website at pinoakstud.com. All these come up. All righty, I'm talking to Troy Rankin. I didn't realize that his father had been in the horse business too, but when did you start? I remember you started when?
I started back buying mares back in, it's about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And got into the broodmare business. And
where'd you go to sales? And
I went about the time we did the tobacco buyout.
Yeah,
I went to the sales and bought a mare named Old Girl, Ogaian mare.
Ogaian,
and sold a couple of foals out of her, and then sold her, and just kept increasing mares, and got into some partnerships and some pin hooking.
Uh-huh.
I did some pin hooking with Kerry Brogdon at McMurray Hall, and couple of other partnerships, which was very fortunate. Mm-hmm. In the pin hooking part.
Good.
We tried to the 2-year-old sales. That didn't work too good for me. But we have about 6 mares now
in partnership, most of them. I noticed the good 2-year-old you've got a partnership bred.
Yes, I have a partnership with Joe Davis, and I've me and him's been in partners for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Where's he from?
He's right there in Newtown.
Oh,
he's
is
got a
he?
Farm at right on the corner of Stone Road.
Okay.
My dad farmed for him for years, and mm-hmm. He's knew me since I was a kid.
So yeah.
He's watched me grow up, and he got into the horses with us. Mm-hmm. We've been slow, but we're beginning to have some luck.
Yeah, I noticed that. Since you started training.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You mentioned Ogaian. You know Ogaian is at Old Friends?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's a picture of him in there somewhere. He's lost an eye.
Oh, did he? How did he? From an accident? Or?
I don't know. He came to them that way. Of course, I don't know how familiar you are with Old Friends, but that's a great magazine, by the way, put out by Daily Racing Form for Old Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so you all decided. I know you had a really good filly.
Had a colt last year.
Yeah, a colt.
By Even the Score, which his name was Skipping the Score, and he had. I 6 seconds before he won his first race.
Kept his conditions.
He wanted to keep the conditions. Yeah. And he broke his maiden in Indiana on the grass. And
was that your first winner?
No, I had had him as a training. I guess as a trainer.
As a trainer?
Yeah.
How long have you had your license now?
I think I was looking back. I think I got him in 2008.
Is that right?
2007, 2008.
Yeah. And then we had to bring some two-year-olds out.
Yes, I brought, I did some, when I break my yearlings and get them ready for the sale, whatever doesn't sell, then we come on and to the track and race those.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Everything I sell in the sales.
You go to Keeneland or Basic Tipton?
It's been a while since I've been back to Keeneland. I've sold in the July sales and the October sales and been very happy, but I've sold
at Basic Tipton.
At Basic Tipton.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sold, early on, I sold a Sultry Song
mm-hmm.
at Keeneland. Did very well with, I sold it to Bob Baffert.
Oh, did you now? Yeah. How'd he turn out?
He went on to run. He ran twice, and the second time out at Aqueduct, he was second wire to wire, mm-hmm. and he slab fractured a knee, and that was in the.
Oh, my goodness.
But they give him a good home. He went to the wine country in California or some be a pleasure horse.
So is that right?
He had a good outcome.
Yeah, that's important.
And he was that was probably my first big success in pin hooking and breeding. I had bought that mare. I'd rented a cattle farm, and this mare was running out on that cattle farm, and we were feeding silage, and I told the guy I was farming for, Mr. Sturgill, I said, that silage might bother that mare, and he said, well, she's a good bred mare, but hasn't had any babies, and I said, well, what would you take for her? And he put a price on her, and I took her and got in contact with Dr. Monahay, and we did acupuncture on that mare and got a colt by Sultry Song out of
her. Okay.
And he paid I'm proud of this, and he paid $110,000 in the September sale.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it was a June 15th foal, so you know he was a good-looking baby.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was the Keeneland.
Mm-hmm. That horse sold at Keeneland, and then we...
Sultry Song, he was over at Claiborne, wasn't he? Then was he standing?
He stood there for a while, and then he went to Millennium.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then they sold. I don't know where he's at now.
I think he's dead. You know, he would be pretty old. This has got to be a few years back you're talking about.
Breeding. Oh, yes. That's probably... 8 years back.
Yeah, that's not that long ago.
No, it's not.
As time goes. Oh, I got time for a station break. Morning, Dutcher. Troy, have you met Dutcher? That's Dutcher Howard. Well, August 12th at the Curra, the Group 1 Keeneland Phoenix Stakes was won by Pedro the Great, a 2-year-old colt by Henry the Navigator, bred by Haskam Stud, owned by Derek Smith, Susan Magnier, and Michael Taper, and trained by Aiden O'Brien. Pedro the Great is one of 6 first crop winners by Henry the Navigator, and 2 others have placed in stakes. Christopher Colombo in the Group 2 Railway, and the Group 3 Coventry, and Infanta Bronca in the listed Marble Hill. In this country, Majestic Warrior, like Henry the Navigator, a freshman sire, sired 2 rising star winners at Saratoga last weekend. On Saturday, Majestic Hussar, a colt bred in Kentucky by Joseph Witek, won his career debut by 6 1/4 lengths to win, to quote the official chart, with the greatest of ease. Then on Sunday, Seasoned Warrior, bred by Live Oak Stud, broke her maiden under a hand ride to win ease down in the last 70 yards. Majestic Warrior has 5 first crop winners, all 1 maiden special. And another is Stakes Place, Champion Henry the Navigator by King Mambo, and Grade 1 Stakes winner at Majestic Warrior by AP Indy Standard Coolmore's Ashford Stud, home of the nation's number 1 ranked sire, Giants Causeway. Leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore.
County, as about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Here's Stan, compiling a solid record at stud. With but one crop to race a full season, he's the sire of Mr. Bowling, winner of the Grade 3 LeComp Stakes at Delaware, of Delaware's Dover Stakes. Say that again, Urfel. He's won the Grade 3 LeComp Stakes, he's won Delaware's Dover Stakes, and he's placed in the Grade 3 Iroquois at Churchill. Andy Gunn, placed in the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and a winner at Oak Lawn and twice at Churchill, plus good winners at Monmouth Park, at Del Mar, Woodbine, at Parks, Turfway, Lone Star, Golden Gate, Fairgrounds, Arlington, wherever they're asked to run. Istan is a licensed sire runners. He's a multiple graded stakes winner, a brilliant miler who posted buyer speed figures of 111, 108, and 107. He's the son of Sire Sires Gone West. Spitestown, a son of Gone West, currently ranks third on the North American sire list. What's more is Stan descends from the female family of the classic winner and top sire, Mill Reef. Take a good look at the Is Stan yearlings at the Keeneland September sales. Chances are very good that you'll be looking at a runner. Is Stan stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and when you go to the sales, remember the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty. Well, we're starting the second hour here now, and I'm talking to Troy Rankin. And Troy's got a real nice two-year-old. Tell me a little about this. Is this the first stakes winner you've trained now?
This is the first one stakes winner I've trained. We raised the baby at home. I just got the mare back a couple of weeks ago, or a week ago.
Got her back from where?
I give her away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you had to go buy her back?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that happened.
That's part of the game. You know, this colt never was in a sale or anything. We just raised him with some other yearlings and elected not to take him to the sales, and then brought him in and started training him. And we brought him in as a late. He was still a yearling, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Just introducing him to everything. He accepted everything well. I mean, it was almost as if he was asking for more each step we took him
mm-hmm.
on. But he's sure been a joy to have.
Yeah, he won first time out for you.
He won first time out at Kingland, going 4.5.
Yeah.
And then we went to the... I think it was about a month later we went to Presque Isle for a allowance race there.
Mm-hmm.
There was he got a bad ride, a little home cooking. I wasn't in on the recipe, I think.
Okay. All
right. And then we come on to Virginia. Virginia went in the
Chenery Stakes. That was Colonial Downs.
At Colonial Downs.
What did you think of Colonial Downs?
It's a nice track. It's amazing to be there, and usually if there's a rain or something, they take you off the grass and put you on the dirt at that track. Mm-hmm. If it rains, they take you off the dirt and put you on the grass.
Is that right?
It's amazing how well they take care of that track, and it drains, because we were there for 2 days, and it rained. It probably rained 2 inches.
Yeah.
And when they run that race, it wasn't no splashing. Was very, very nice track. The people were great. That's one thing I can say about having the stakes horse. The stakes coordinators are great. They call you, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
The experience
makes it fun.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine that it would be this way.
Was it fun going to Monmouth Park?
Yes, it was a good trip there. It was a long drive at 12
hours. Did you haul him?
I hauled him, and my son drives. He's my chauffeur. We always joke around. We have a a racing team. Rusty Hired Rice is my racing manager, and then Cody's my chauffeur.
Okay.
The drives us there because they all, I get sleepy after a while, so I have to have help with the
drive. Have to have your nap. Well, you can get up early to get out of here. That's why.
Oh, yeah. But it's a great trip, great track. And that's a beautiful place to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mammoth. And you're 10 minutes from the beach. I didn't realize we was that close to the beach when we went.
Did you make it over?
Yeah, we went to the out there for a little while. Looked a little odd with our cowboy boots and blue jeans walking around on the beach.
Oh, well, you just almost won that one.
Yeah, that was close. I feel like he could have won it, but when we had to check him there in the stretch, he was going to bump the horse, and he's real sensitive in his mouth, and we're working on changing some bits. When she checked him, he just kind of instead of, she needed him to turn, but he checked. He come back, and
mm-hmm.
and that costed him.
Who rode him?
Sarah Rook.
Okay,
she rode for me in Tierney in Virginia. Yeah. She does a good, I'm really happy with her. She does a great job, and her and I'm Bound to Score, they mashed. They just, went together just as soon as I.
Yeah.
And she listened to me. I told her about the horse and how he, you know, in the Tierney, he could have went to the front and probably won it by being on the front, but I feel like he's a distance horse. I feel like he'll do the distance easy.
Yeah.
So I want him to come on from behind, and he's a natural at it. It's not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he just got outknotted.
Yeah, it was just a neck.
And you were coming.
I was very very happy with the race.
I looked at the chart. It said a nose.
Does it say a nose?
I think I've got it here somewhere. I think I pulled that. Says a nose.
It was a. I think they even took a photo of the race. I remember it being the photo finish.
Yeah. Yeah, but that thing Wesley Ward's beat you.
But he was going to.
That
you know, it's horse racing. You never know what when you have to check one. And,
yeah, you know, that's the way it goes.
And I you know, we were going to. We could have ended up in trouble. She did the right thing, but.
Yeah,
by getting him away from the other horse, and he showed a little. I was amazed. He showed a little bit more greenness in this race than he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just his fourth start.
Yeah, that was his fourth start.
Well, where's his fifth start going to be?
Is we're going to Canada to the Swinford.
Okay.
The 7.5 on the Pilot.
Yeah, I was talking to you the other day. You were undecided.
Well, we were between it and the. Summer Stakes, which is a grade 2, a mile on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I better do the steps, one step at a time, and do the 7.5. And,
yeah.
And he likes Polly. I mean, he's just as good on the Polly. And if we're fortunate there, we'll be setting him up to come back to Keeneland in October, I think.
He's already shown that he likes Keeneland.
Yeah, he really likes Keeneland. That race... took me by surprise. I realized I thought he was good, but I didn't realize how good he was till he made that move.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great experience. It's amazing the places he's taking us. You know, you're here in Kentucky and then on the East Coast. And
yeah.
Think about it. If you could make it to the Breeders' Cup, you could be on the West Coast by November.
That's a long way from Newtown.
It sure is. I didn't think I'd ever leave, get too far away from home. I'm a homebody.
Yeah. Well, I was curious. I wanted to get you on the show and talk to you about how you were doing there and, you know, everything and what you were going to do with the Colt. So, well, I'm going to let you go.
All righty. It's nice talking with you.
Well, nice talking to you, Troy. I had to exert some pressure to get you on here.
You had to twist my arm a couple of times, didn't you?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Troy. Thank you.
We'll see.
We'll talk to you a little bit later. Well, August 10 at Del Mar, the Grade 3 Sorrento Stakes was won by executive privilege at 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. Undefeated and untested in 3 starts, Executive Privilege won her first start in a maiden special by 4.5 lengths at Hollywood Park, won the Land of Lucy by 3.25 lengths also at Hollywood, and the Grade 3 Sorrento by Daylight.
She is a $650,000 graduate of the 2012 OBS April 2-year-old in training sale, and she's trained by Bob Baffert. First Samurai is also the sire of the Grade 2 Stakes winner Justin Phillip. He's placed in Grade 1 Stakes this year. Grade 3 Saratoga Stakes winner Lemigo. 2012 Woodbine Stakes winner in graded place Northern Passion. Malibu Way winner this year, the Lamplighter at Monmouth. Plethora, multiple stakes winner this year in Canada. Stakes winner in graded stakes placed, Swift Warrior. Fairgrounds in Louisiana, down stakes winner Trubbs, plus five more to place in stakes. Two of them in grade one stakes. All that from his first two crops. Multiple grade one stakes winner First Samurai by Giants Causeway stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Parrish. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Ghost Zapper, just hours after being honored for a membership in Racing's Hall of Fame, was represented by his 10th 2012 stakes winner when Wine Princess wired the field to win the Grade 3 Mammoth Oak. Wine Princess is a $475,000 graduate of the September sales of Keeneland, bred by the Alan E. Paulson Living Trust. Then, 4 days after that, he sired his 11th 2012 stakes winner when Quick Kid, bred by Adina Springs, won the Passaro Memorial Cup Stakes in Canada. Seven of Ghost Zapper's 11 2012 stakes winners have won graded stakes. Contested has won the classic Grade 1 Acorn and the Grade 3 Eight Bells at Churchill. Mystical Star has won graded stakes at Belmont. Better Lucky at Belmont. Hunter's Bay at Woodbine. Pacific Ocean at Saratoga. United Color in Europe. Ghost Zapper is climbing the list of leading sires, where his sire, Awesome Again, currently ranks sixth. He is the only winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic to be sired by a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, and his time of 1:59 remains the fastest Breeders' Cup Classic ever run. How good was Ghost Zapper? Perhaps veteran turf rider Steve Haskins said it best. He did things that normal horses, even exceptional ones, just don't do. Ghost Zapper, a Hall of Fame performer at the tracks, is well on his way to greatness at stud. Stands at Adina Springs. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback. 859-987-1798. See the website, adinastallions.com. Where is she?
Run, old Molly, run! Run, old Molly, run!
All righty. I got Matt Howard here with me, with Dutcher. Hi, Dutcher. Matt, you win a race yesterday.
Yeah, the farm did with our Tell That Cat quarter horse.
Yeah, at
Hoosier Park.
Hoosier Park.
With Matt Fraser training.
With Matt. Well, you had to give old Matt Fraser plug. Yeah. He won, too.
Yes, with DeZinzo, which is a lady from Indiana. She had sent down four to him.
Okay. And then he saddled one for his dad. It ran fourth in the same race that...
against us, yeah. So... I'm okay with that, as long as we beat Dano.
he does a good job, though.
Yeah. Oh, Matt's good.
If we can keep him in line, you know. He got his own place now, hadn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he's Jeff McGahee's old place where he's at, just north of here, about 10 minutes.
Okay. So. Of course, Jeff bought a big place over on the corner of Harp Ennis and Greenwich.
Yep. Yep.
140 acres.
Yeah, I saw it. Dan Frazier's actually doing some irrigation work out there, so I went out and saw that place.
Okay. Dan's Matt's dad,
yeah.
Of course. He's a neighbor of ours. Not real nice family.
Oh, yeah.
But your Scat Mandu, he ran third.
Third in his trials, had a bad break. in the All-American. I mean, he's going against 256. It's a shot in the dark to even make that. So we're proud of him, and we're just going to go to Los Alamitos with him now and go for their big races out there.
Okay.
In a month.
Yeah.
So
over Gentry Farms, where Maddie is, they raised both thoroughbreds and quarter horses, and they've got quarter horses by Taylor the Cat, won yesterday, and then Scat Daddy.
Scat Daddy. We got a yearling also that we're keeping, a full sister.
Full sister.
One, the Scat Man Do.
Yeah. And then you got a filly going in a big race today in California.
Yeah, Fredaville. Matt, she's our horse that goes all over the country. She comes with Matt. She goes to Florida with Matt, and then go to Oklahoma with another trainer, then California with a third trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Muriel Distaff Challenge, which is big for older horses. And she already qualified for the championship in Oklahoma, but we needed to get her a race, and so she's going to run this one out there.
Shipped her out there, huh?
Yeah, she's out there because that's where the Champion of Champions is, and the Millie Vessels, and that's what we're going to run her in. And she's 3-2 morning line odds. She's favored, so.
Ah, okay. At Los Alamitos.
At Los Alamitos.
Who carries that? Sometimes one of the TV.
HRTV carries them on Sundays. And,
Is the race today, though?
Yeah, the race is today. So I'll watch it online.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Let Jackie have her seat back.
I think Dutcher wants to say something.
No.
Say something, Dutcher. Say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi, Daddy.
No.
See how Ursel.
Talking to me.
Was he talking to you?
Yes. Yeah. He was talking to
He's me. Got his own mic. Dutcher's 20 months old. Looks like he's about six.
That's adorable.
6 years.
No, he
not months.
This one.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the live mic.
Well, get around there, Jackie. You can finish these things up. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. We just came to jump on lead ropes and shanks. So.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, Mike waited. Of course, Mike's going to wait for something free.
Oh,
exactly.
He just brought, I wonder why Matt Howard came back. He brought some shanks.
Yeah, sitting down in the...
Come on, bye-bye.
Oh,
bye, Dutcher.
Sweetheart.
Oh, he didn't want to leave. He wants to be on the radio.
He wants to stay here on the radio.
We got to go check the cattle.
Nucks.
No.
Oh, I got the nuck in the nose.
Yeah. You want to finish up?
Sure. You want me to start from the beginning, or do you want me to...
Go ahead and not from the beginning. You got some more, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
And Ressie, have you got in touch with
not yet.
Man?
He's working on it.
He's working on it.
All righty. Haggard Equine Humane. No, stop. Start again. Haggard Equine Medical Institute, in partnership with the Kentucky Equine Humane Center, is going to have a Haggard Cares Benefit Golf Tournament on Monday, September 4th at UK's University Club of Kentucky. Registration, 11:30 and all that stuff. Tournament's open to all players of all skill levels. We ought to enter Ben, grandson Ben.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. It is, so like I said, Monday, September 24th, and...
What time does it start, though? He's in school.
11:30 a.m. Oh, that's a Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
Okay.
Well...
I would put him in there.
Yeah. And they're also going to have a natural horsemanship clinic called Think Like Your Horse. That will be Saturday, September 22nd, 2 days before the golf tournament. For more information, get a hold of the Kentucky Equine Humane Center, info@kyehc.org. Turfway has announced there will be no stakes. That includes a Kentucky Cup. They don't have the money. 16-day schedule, no stakes. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the decline of racing in the state of Kentucky, thanks to the chief legislator and ruiner. David Williams. Blocking everything. All right. Marty Paul's is a celebration. It's to raise money for Paul's, Paris Animal Welfare Society. Individual seating is $60 a person. They're going to have a big time. It has a Mardi Gras theme. And if you want more information, 749, that would be a cell phone, 749-8386. Horse Aid Live is combined test and dressage. What, you took a picture of Dutcher at the microphone? Oh, that's darling. You need to email me that, and I'll put that on UrsoEllis.com on the webpage, because that's so cute.
People want to see what Dutcher looks like.
Yeah, he was just chatting to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I couldn't understand a word he said, but I acted like I did. So he knows I'm an idiot. Horse Aid Live, combined test and dressage show, MSCDA sanctioned, at Saturday, September 15th at Masterson. And thank the Lord for Masterson. There aren't many municipalities that has a place you can go out and ride for free and take your horse out there just about any time of day or night. And they have dressage rings. They have jumping rings. They have cross-country jumps, three sizes everywhere. They're low, medium, and high jumps. It's great. Yeah, the Think Like Your Horse Clinic. Yeah, I already talked about that. Thoroughbred Farm Managers has got some Kentucky Equine Survey. And if you take it, the Farm Managers Club gets money. If they get so many, fill out the survey, they could possibly, it's a challenge grant of $100,000, and they're $80,000. So, I'll tell you what, you want some more information about that, call Kim Ramsey, 948-7321. I got it online, you know, in an email, and there you are. Of course, there's no meeting of the Thoroughbred Club this month. Sporting Clays Classic, which we've talked about, at Elk Creek Hunt Club up in Owenton. That's the 25th. That's next weekend. September 5th is the next farm manager's meeting. It's at Keeneland.
Hope
it's all right. And then, of course, the 10th through the 21st of September is Keeneland September Yearling Sale. And the 16th, Rude and Riddle Education Forum discussing sales yearlings. It's going to be at the Embassy Suite. So you need to call them, 233-0371, if you're interested. And then the 28th of September is Farm Manager of the Year Dinner Dance, September 28th. They used to have that at Christmas. I don't anymore. It's September 28th, so mark your calendars. Get a little bit of that, you know, because if you're waiting for it later, you missed it. August 19th, that's tomorrow. This is the last Antebellum Farm Show. This is Nancy Newton, their place out on Yarnelton, and it is so much fun. It's just, even if you're not going to ride, go out. It's just fun. They have dressage tests, and then they have they have jumping. I know they have jumping. It's just a good time. Give Nancy a call, 253-1839.
Interrupt your second.
I'm finished.
You're finished.
Yep.
All right. Well, according to statistics published in the Blood Horse Empire Maker, ranks number one on the list of leading sires by North American earnings. Excuse me, I had to move my chair. Empire Maker's, of course, no longer available to North American breeders, but First Defense is, and you won't find a young sire more closely related to Empire Maker than First Defense. The first foal is by First Defense, 2-year-old, known August 4 in England. His Dun Donnell won a maiden special by 12 lengths, set a new course record doing it. He's a colt with a world of potential. First Defense and Empire Maker share the same unbridled sire line, and First Defense is out of Empire Maker's half-sister, Grade 1 Stakes winner Honest Lady by Seattle Slough. Great family. Second Dam's the famed Grade 1 Stakes winner and Broodmare of the Year Troussard. Grade 1 Stakes winner First Defense stands Judmont Farm. That's the home also of the Grade 1 Stakes winner Mizzen Mast, who aside three Grade 1 Stakes winners and major stakes winners from coast to coast on every type of racing surfaces and distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. So take a good look at yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast at the upcoming sales. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, in stakes last weekend, clients of McCauley Brothers raised the winners of 7 stakes, 5 at Saratoga, 1 at Monmouth, and 1 at Del Mar. And 5 of the 7 were graded stakes. Wise Don, winner of the Grade 2 4-star Dave, was raised at Patton Wilkes Farm from breeder Mort Fink. The winner of the Grade 2 National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame stakes, Quick Wit, was bred by Windstar Farm. Spendthrift Farm bred both Kawaii Kate, winner of the Grade 2 Adirondack, and Sensible Lady, winner of the Coronation Cup stakes. The Grade 3 Monmouth Oaks winner, Wine Princess, was raised at Hillendale for Alan Paulson Living Trust. The Grade 3 Sorrento Stakes went to Executive Privilege, a filly bred by the partnership of Betts, DJ Stable, and Robin Alton, raised by Bill Betts. And My Miss Aurelia, a winner of the Amandus Gold Stakes, and of course the champion 2-year-old filly of 2011, was bred by Stone Street Stables. Congratulations to all. For more information about the products from McCauley Brothers, see the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. Get in touch with Mike Warren or David Longmire. Number over there is 873-3333. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. And Jim Fitzgerald's Not Griffin Farm down in Bourbon County. He's got 2 farms. He's got one of them for sale. And it's listed with our good friend Tom Biederman. So get on Biederman Real Estate and Auctioneers and look that up because it's a great place. Good land. He's raised a lot of runners off there because one reason he's raised a lot of runners is because Jim is a superior horseman. He came up under the best, Dr. Michael Osborne and John Williams over at Spendthrift Lee Eaton. And that's how you learn your lessons. And, of course, he started when he was 2 riding ponies in Ireland. But he's came over here and he's made it on his own. He's got those 2 great farms. He's got one of them for sale. So you're welcome to give him a call. I'll give him his number, 987-8032 over in Bourbon County, 987-8032. And if you think, well, for boarding or sales prep, our sales itself, public or private, makes no difference. Rehab, they can do it all. It's got quality farm help. Let me give you his website. That's knockgriffinfarm.com, KNOCKGRIFFIAN farm.com. And that's Jim Fitzgerald. All righty. Haven't been able to get in touch with my buddy Steve Moody. Steve, if you're listening, answer your damn phone.
That's right.
Oh, that's, of course, they're running the Sword Dancer and the Alabama today. I think I'll talk a little bit about Sword Dancer, the horse, not the race, because I remember him quite well. Chestnut horse, good looking horse, foaled in 1956 by Sunglow. That's the old Teddy sideline there. Sunglow was by Sun Teddy. It was by Sunbriar. It goes back to Teddy. It was also in the sire of Sir Galahad III. So it's had a license to be good. Highland Fling was a dam of Sword Dancer. She was by Jiminy. He was the son of Pharamond II. By Jiminy was, I think it was a champion 2-year, champion 3-year-old. Of 1944 or 1945. Anyway, Sword Dancer trained by Elliot Birch, bred and owned by Brookmead. Started 14 times as a 2-year-old and 4 first time out. Well, that was down at Hialeah going 3/8 of a mile in February. He didn't break his maiden until his 8th start up in August at Saratoga. He broke his maiden going 6 furlongs. Bill Boland rode him. And he didn't win again until October 7th at Belmont, again going 6 furlongs, this time in an allowance race. And it set him up to Suffolk Downs. They're in the Mayflower Stakes up at Suffolk, going 1 mile and 70 yards. And he beat a really nice horse named Atal, who was to win the, I believe he won the Remsen in his very next start, Atal did. Came back into the Garden State Stakes and ran 3rd in the Garden Stakes to First Landing, son of Turn 2, who raced for Chinnery, and to Tommy Lee. And Tommy Lee was by Tudor Minstrel, imported colt. They won the Derby the following years, and as a matter of fact, those three horses, First Landing, Tommy Lee, and Sword Dancer, finished 1, 2, 3 in the Derby the following year. Tommy Lee was on top. That was a great race. I'll get to that in a minute. Tommy Lee won it over Sword Dancer, and First Landing was third. And then he ran in his final start of the year, ran fourth in the Remsen and got beat by Atal. Ran 13 times as a three-year-old, and by my old Russell Cave School math, that's 27 starts at 2 and 3. Won down the Gulfstream, going a mile and 70 yards in an allowance race. Ran second in the Florida Derby, got beat by Easy Spur. Trying to think who he was by. Easy Spur. I'm afraid to guess, and it would be a guess at this stage of the game. Anyway, he got beat 3/4 of the length. Had to lead by a couple of lengths with at the eighth pole, but got run down by Easy Spur. And I keep wanting to say he is by Nergal, but maybe it was Goya. Yeah, well, anyway. April the 25th, getting back to Sword Dancer, Churchill sprinted 7/8 of a mile and 1:22-1. Willie Shoemaker rode him, and he beat Easy Spur that day. And Silver Spoon ran third. That was the top filly that raced for Mr. C.V. Whitney. She's buried over here right next door to us, incidentally. Silver Spoon was by Citation. She ended up, I think she was fifth in the Derby, coming off a win in the Santa Anita Derby. She was a brilliant filly. In the Derby itself, he got beat a nose to Tommy Lee. They dueled head-and-head for the last 3/16, and I saw that race. And I, as a matter of fact, I bet on Tommy Lee that day. And it was, you just didn't know who was going to win it. And they bumped several times, but they bumped each other. And First Landing ran third. And they switched riders that day. Bolin was on Sword Dancer, and Tommy Lee was ridden by Willie Shoemaker. Came back in the Preakness, and he ran third. Royal Orbit won it. Royal Orbit had gotten some trouble and had run fourth in the Derby. He came from California. Nice colt. Then Sword Dancer won 3 in a row. He won the Metropolitan, beating Jimmer. Beat him 3 1/4 lengths. He won the Belmont Stakes by 3/4 lengths, beating Baghdad and Royal Orbit. Went to Monmouth Park and won the Monmouth Handicap there by 2 lengths over Americo, with Talent Show in third. Americo was an imported horse. Talent Show was by Olympia. Then he ran second in Brooklyn to another imported horse, Babu. Just got beat less than a length that day. Won at Travers, beating Middle Brother. Won by half a length, went to the Woodward, and he beat Hillsdale ahead. Roundtable ran third. And then he won the Jockey Club Gold Cup and was named champion 3-year-old of the year. He won by 7 from Roundtable with Tudor Era. It was basically a grass horse, finishing third. And let's see, 12 times he started as a 4-year-old. And he won 3 stakes, won the Gray Lag, beating First Landing. He beat First Landing in Waltz, who was by turn 2 in the Suburban. He won the Woodward, beating Dotted Swiss and Bald Eagle. Ran second United Nations Handicap to TV Lark, who was by Indian Hemp, of course, and was a top grass horse racing for Preston Madden. Preston did real well with that horse at stud, too. I know he was second 1 year on the sire list. It was a very, very good horse. And then he ran third in the Man of War, got beat by Harmonizing and Bald Eagle. He wasn't that great a stud. He sired 11 stakes winners, Sword Dancer did, but one of them, he sired really two really superior runners. Of course, one of them was a great horse, Damascus, who was a horse of the year, champion handicap horse, champion 3-year-old, 1967. He sired Lady Pitt, who was a champion 3-year-old filly. She won the Coaching Club of American Oaks. She won the Mother Goose and some other stakes races. And he sired Double Edged Sword, who was a very nice horse, handicap horse. Won the Excelsior in the Westchester in New York. Went to Chicago, won the Washington Park Handicap, and some other stakes winners. But he really wasn't nearly as good a sire as was his son Damascus. But that was good enough getting him, wasn't it? Well, the only yearling by DeHare catalog for the Saratoga Selected Yearling Sale sold for $160,000. That's because he looked like a runner, and DeHare is already with five named foals in his first crop, demonstrated his ability to sire runners. His Gypsy Robin has won this year's running in the Grade 3 Beaumont Stakes out of Keeneland. She also won this year's inaugural stakes up at Presque Isle. And she won the sorority at Monmouth last year as a two-year-old, earned over $248,000. And he sired Castella, who is stakes place. That's a graded stakes winner and another to place in stakes from just five named foals. DeHare is a grade one stakes winner by Awesome Again. He sired 12 grade one winners, two this year. Awesome Again's great son, Ghost Zapper, has sired 11 stakes winners this year, two just last weekend, and, of course, was just named to the Hall of Fame. DeHare stands at Shadwell Farm, home also into Dab, winner of the multiple 2012 stakes winner, sire of the 2012 stakes winner, Kiwatan Ice, I believe that is. And into Dab's sired a solid 13% stakes horses. Albertus Maximus, Invisor, Jazzle, and Mooston Far also stand there. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes. You see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
American Pro 444.
Well, the first foals by Colonel John are yearlings, and there has been a strong demand for them at the sales. Four were sold at the recent Saratoga Selected Sale. They went for $250,000, $150,000, $150,000, and $125,000. This following the July sale of selected yearlings at Fazy Tipton, Kentucky, when four of them sold for an average of $141,250 with a high of $200,000 and a low of $90,000. He was the leading freshman sire at both sales. So it's obvious that buyers remember that Colonel John is siring outstanding individuals, and it's also obvious that Colonel John was a brilliant racehorse, a multiple grade one stakes winner of over $1,779,000. And Colonel John is the son of the great Tisnow, who currently ranks sixth on the 2012 North American Sire List with six stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners, and earners of over $4,553,000. Also ranked among the top 10 are the stallions Spitestown and Distorted Humor. Spitestown is the nation's third-ranked sire, and Distorted Humor ranked fourth on the general sire list. For more information about the Windstar Stallions, contact Jerry Duffy, 873-1717. Check the website at windstarfarm.com. And to put some run in your race and sable, buy a yearling, buy a Windstar Stallion at the upcoming sales.
I'm heading down the highway,
had to hear. All righty. I've handed a note here from my good buddy over here, Ressy Duke, who said that a WAD record in Arlington Million was 158-3. Michael Blown, if you're listening. And Michael Blown, you walked off with my racing form, you bum. God almighty. He'll get you for anything.
You can take a tax deduction.
Let me get Steve on here. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Ursula. How you doing?
You're doing better than I am. I just lost my racing form.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Holy moly. I'm going to have to fine him or something. All right, well, we're running two stakes today, the Alabama and the Sword Dancer, or as my old friend, one of my old friends used to say, the Sword Dancer. Who do you like and who do you want to give us a winner for first?
Well, we'll just go in chronological order. So the ninth race is the Sword Dancer, grade one. A mile and a half for three-year-olds and up on the grass. The turf up there is firm. They took the last race off the turf yesterday afternoon. They had some rain, but I just checked, and it is fast and firm, and there are no scratches in either one of the races, the two stakes, at least as of a couple of minutes ago. So we're going to have a nine running in the Sword Dancer, and pretty well matched group. The two horse Point of Entry is a Dynaformer colt from Shug McGahee's barn that's having a big year. Has won two straight graded stakes. So won the Man of War last time out at Belmont. He's 2 for 2 at the mile and a half distance. And oddly enough, he's one of the few that has a positive record at a mile and a half. There are several of these that are kind of danced around that mile and a half distance. But this one really seems to like it. I think that he's going to be reasonably close and early going. He didn't, you know, doesn't come from way out of it. You got the horse on the outside, probably figures to make the lead. And so I think he can stay close enough and have a good chance to run him down. Johnny V has got the mount on the point of entry, and I think he'll put him in the race early and have him ready to roll when they turn for home. The horse, the catch, is it going to be the 9 horse? That's the outside horse, Turbo Compressor, and he's also he's coming off back-to-back wins, and Joe Bravo was riding him for Todd Pletcher. Definitely the speed of the race. He's basically one way of going. He goes to the front, and he tries to take him every step of the way. He's going to be very tough in here if he were to get away with a very slow pace, but I think it comes down to these two. I'm going to give the edge to Point of Entry just because he really likes the mile and a half, and I think he's got enough speed to keep Turbo Compressor from getting loose in here. We're going to take Turbo Compressor second. And then the four-horse News Dad, a little bit of a price in here, 12-1 for Bill Mott. Won the Pan American back at Gulfstream in the winter. Tailed off a little bit, but looks like he may be starting to come around again, thinking maybe he can get part of it. So we'll go with 2-9-4 in the Sword Dancer Invitational. The 10th race, of course, away, I forget which running it is, 100 and something running of the Alabama. This is for 3-year-old fillies, mile and a quarter, on the dirt, 7 horses in here. These races, by the way, I know NBC Sports is going to be up there. They're doing the races today, I think from 5 till 6. And so you'll get to see him in high definition today if you get that channel. So, but anyway, 7 horses in the Alabama, very extremely well matched group. You can make a case for almost everybody in here. Grace Hall, the 3 horse, Philly, it's got over $1.1 million earnings. Was an easy winner last time out at the Delaware Oaks. She last year came in here. She did the same thing. She came in from Delaware and won to win the Spinaway at Saratoga. She was impressive in that race. So she I don't think the coming into to Saratoga, she really likes the track there. She's got a win, and I think she's going to be very tough. Questing, she won the opening weekend of the Saratoga meet, won the Coaching Club American Oaks. One going away in there, even though she kind of drifted out badly in the stretch run. But she still won that race pretty easily, and you got to consider her in here. And then a horse a little bit of a price, 5 Villa Villaggio. She's been running on the different surfaces for Jerry Hollendorfer. She went back to the dirt last time, had a big effort in that race. I think if she moves forward in today, I think she's got a shot in here. So we're going to go 3-6-5 in the Alabama Stakes this afternoon, the 10th race.
All right. I don't know what running of it is. I know the first one was running in 1872, but they missed a bunch of years, you know. I haven't bothered to count it up. They didn't run from 1893 to 1896. They didn't run from 1898 to 1900. And, of course, there was no racing in New York in 1910 and 1911. And, so you'll have to subtract those years from whatever it was, you know.
But probably, it's probably up there in the 130 range, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to take time to figure it out. Heck with it. All right. Well, listen, thanks, my friend. It's been Steve Moody with BRIS, BR, Bloodstock Research Information Services. And if you want that handicapper sheet, Saratoga sheet, you can get it online. So just go to brisnet.com. Steve, thank you, my friend.
All right, Ursula. We'll be back next Saturday to be the Travers. So we'll have should be a big day.
Should be. It's always a big day, isn't it? Travers Stakes. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Ursula.
Okie doke. Well, let me see what I'm going to do here. Let me do a commercial, and then I've got to do something else. Well, Sunday at Saratoga, the Grade 2 $200,000 Adirondack was won by Quiet King, a two-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, bred by Spendthrift Farm. They sold her for $490,000 at a two-year-old in training sale. She's trained by Todd Pletcher. And she's 2-for-2. Won her first time out by 12 lengths at Saratoga on July 20, and then she won the Adirondack by nearly 3. Malibu Moon is a top 10 sire again this year. He's already sired such grade 1 winning fillies like Well Life at 10, Devil May Care, Malibu Moon, Ask the Moon, Malibu Prayer, Funny Moon. Quiet Kate has stamped herself as probably the best 2-year-old filly in the East. And that same day, Ring and Run, a 2-year-old filly from the first crop by Inner Mischief, won her first start in a maiden special to become her sire's second winner. Both the first two won maiden specials. And then on Wednesday in Louisiana, sitting at the bar, also by Inner Mischief, became his third winner. And she also won a maiden special. Three others have placed, incidentally. The grade one winner Inner Mischief is by Harlan's Holiday, who sired My Special Jays, who Sunday won the Group 2 Kingland Debutant Stakes at the Cora. Holland's Holiday has 10 stakes winners this year. Both Malibu Moon and Into Mischief stand at Spendthrift Farm, so look for yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions at the upcoming sales. You know, it's never too early to book a mare for 2013. Inquiries to Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey, Sean Phil, or Ned Toffey, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at brisnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Last week at Monmouth, the Colleen Stakes was won by Funfair, a 2-year-old filly by More Than Ready, bred and owned by Dr. Catherine Wills. Funfair, 2-for-2. Won her first start on July 12 at Belmont by 3.5 lengths and the Colleen by 3.25. She's the 14th 2012 stakes winner by More Than Ready. He's tied for number one in that category. 7 of the 14 have won graded stakes. So let me remind you that More Than Ready is already ranked number one on the juvenile sire list. The sire of 105 stakes winners, More Than Ready, stands in Vinery, Kentucky. That's a full-service facility with state-of-the-art locations also in New York and Florida. Take a good look at the More Than Ready yearlings at the Keeneland September sales, and you won't find a better place for your yearlings to receive their early lessons. Give them a call at 455-9388. Ask for John Gasper, Steve Casanola, Francis Rilla, and or Grant Williamson, and see the website at vinery.com. All righty. Winners of Kentucky Breads to Win the Stakes races last weekend. The four-star Dave at Saratoga went to Wise Dan, bred by Morton Fink. The National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame Stakes winner, Quick Wit, was bred by Windstar Farm. Quai Cape, winner of the Adirondack Stakes, was bred by Spendthrift Farm. Moving right along here, as I check the Sorrento Stakes out at Del Mar, Executive Privilege won that. She's by First Samurai, and she was bred by Betts, DJ Stables, Kidder, and Betts and Robinault, and of course that's Bill Betts. The Gardenia at Ellis Park, Salty Strike won that, bred by Craig Singer. Wine Princess, winner of the Monmouth Oaks, by Ghost Zapper, and she was bred by the Allen Paulson Living Trust. The Governor's Cup Stakes at Remington, Alternation by Distorted Humor, bred by Pin Oak Stud. That's a nice cold boy. The Aspen Cup Stakes at Rio Doso, Wizardry won that, bred by Shaker Ridge Farm. The Colleen Stakes, Fun Fair. That's at Monmouth, of course. Catherine Wills. The Daisy Cutter out of Del Mar. Netches Dawn won that by Indin Charlie. And bred by Ben Walden Jr., Hawkins and Sandra Sexton. The Mandy's Gold Stakes, My Miss Aurelia won that, bred by Stone Street Stables and George Bolton. The Manitoba Lottery Derby, Beluga Bull, he's unbeatable out there. He's by Flashy Bull, bred by Bernard and Michelle Vertuca. The Prairie Meadows Juvenile went to Dirty Rotten Shame, bred by Arthur Hancock at his Stone Farm. The Stonewall Farm Ocala Unbridled Bell Stakes down at Delaware was won by With Great Pleasure, bred by Valerie and David Blenthen. And the Keeneland Phoenix Stakes, Grade 1 at the Curragh, Pedro the Great won that. He's by Henry the Navigator, bred by Hascom Stud. The Keeneland Debutante Stakes, also at the Curragh, went to My Special Jays by Harlan's Holiday, and he was bred by the Double Eagle Thoroughbreds. Two more, the Grand Handicap de Deauville, Eightfold Path won that one, bred by Flaxman Holdings. And in England, the Sweet Solero Stakes winner, Certified, was bred by Hurstland Farm. Whew. We have had, out of the Thoroughbred Center here so far this month, 34 winners, 17 winners since last week's show. And the trainers of those 17 winners from the Thoroughbred Center were John Booker, Alan Krupper, Kellen Gorder, Travis Short, Joe Dodgen, Jimmy Corrigan, Wayne Mogie, Bill Hickey, Mike Estes, Josilio Carvalho, Todd Freeman, Eduardo Caramori, Kerry Provost, Matt Frazier again, and Tom Bergen. So, very, very good week for the Thoroughbred Center. Well, it's about normal. We're going to end up with 50, 60 winners, something like that. Getting back to the Alabama Stakes, which is, of course, being run up there the day. I was talking to Steve Moody earlier that the first one was in 1872, and it was won by a 3-year filly by named Woodbine, who was the first major stakes-winning filly bred by by August Belmont. Now, that's the senior August Belmont, not Man of War's breeder. That was his son. And this filly was by Kentucky. She also won a Monmouth Oaks, by the way. And she was a good producer. She produced Forrester, who won the 1882 Belmont Stakes winner. He was winner of it in 1874 was Regardless, and she was a full sister to Ruthless, Relentless, and Remorseless. And she was out of the top race mare, Barbarity. They were called the Barbarious Battalion. All right, that music means it's time for me to spit out the bit. You can go to UrsulaEllis.com or UrsulaEllisHorsetails.com, but either way, it'll get you there right now. And we're streamed live on WLXG.com. And that's about all I got to tell you. I want to thank Mary Jane. Thank you, Mary Jane, down at the station. You did a wonderful job. And Ressie right here rescuing me again. And thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you next week.